Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Can the Wild find a way to get it done and save the day for Minnesota sports fans? Hello, everybody. Mike Max Sports to the Max. Twins drop 2 to Houston. Twins drop 3 to Houston. Houston's won 10 straight. Not a good few days at the yard, as they say, but tonight the Wild will play in Game 6 against the St. Louis Blues. Win and come home, lose and come home. I guess either way, the question is, will you be playing a game on Saturday night? Joining us, somebody that can break it down much better than I can, on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline, Tom Chorsky. How are you tonight? Boy, we got a shot of hot air here today. This is beyond playoff weather, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm a little wiped. I had to put up a fence today because my fence came down in the windstorm last night. Yeah.
How bad? How damaged or just down and you could fix it?
Damaged. I'm going to have to replace a few sections.
Oh, boy. Did you know last night that it was going down, or were you just sitting there and going, well, we'll look at it in the morning?
I was out to dinner, actually, downtown, and came home, and when the sun came up, I was having coffee. I looked outside, and the whole... So my fence was down.
You said this is worse than I thought. Yep. If you got a dog, you got problems.
Dog's got to be able to go out in the backyard, so yep. Got to get the fence up.
So Tom had a new job for the day as he awaited game. So tell me what we got here, Tom. we'll get to the goalie change in a second. But the last two games, what's happened? Has St. Louis found anything new? Have they just have more healthy personnel? What's about the time we were ready to move the Wild into the next round with Colorado? Oh, yeah, St. Louis stepped up twice and punched them pretty hard. What was different the last two games?
You know, I think a few things. You know, they dodged that injury bullet and got a couple defensemen back, or, you know, they got some D back. And I think, you know, more importantly, they made that goalie switch. And Biddington's a guy who won them the Stanley Cup, and he's come in and has been successful. And it's just been a combination of things. You know, the Wild came out of the gate great last game. It looked like, you know, they got scored on, but all of a sudden it's 2-1. Kaprizov scores this incredible goal, just like not from this universe.
Yeah.
And it just felt like, wow, the Wild really had an answer. And you know, everyone probably collected a sigh of relief, including, you know, maybe them. But St. Louis has been really resilient. They've been able to bounce back themselves. And, you know, Biddington, I think, has been a little bit of a difference maker. He plays the puck very well. So apparently the Wild tonight are going to try to probably keep their, you know, when they do dump the puck in, they're going to try to leave it in the corner real soft, or it's going to have to go about 100 miles an hour around the glass. But just been a combination of things, and maybe it was coming back and getting that lead and a little bit of a relief. But, you know, the Wild have their own responsibilities in this thing too, and there, you know, Kaprizov, I mentioned his goals, but he's been kind of the only consistent scorer. They need some secondary scoring, and they need a little tighter defense. They you know, just were a little loose last game too, some or uncharacteristically.
Is Kevin Fiala just not strong enough to create his own space in the playoffs, or is it just a matter of time?
No, I've seen him blow some guys up that try to step into him, so I don't know that he's not strong. He may be frustrated. They may be, you know, St. Louis does a good job of locking it down, and Kaprizov has just been able to find. He doesn't need much space. Fiala, you know, I think sometimes likes to carry that puck, and they've stopped that. We haven't seen him, you know, with the puck on his stick a whole lot. It just hasn't been happening. And, you know, and their special teams, you know, maybe special teams has to get better too. The PK and the power play, the numbers aren't where they should be. And, you know, maybe that's an area where Fiala, if he could score on the power play early in the game, maybe that gets him going.
Foligno really hasn't been, you know, a lot of games he's picked this team up in the regular season, you know, when they needed someone, but he really hasn't been that guy in this series, has he?
No, you know, and I think that's okay. They need him to be first and foremost, you know, physical on the ice, and I think he has been that. He also was pretty instrumental in the first power play goal that Kaprizov scored the other night. He put a nice screen. He's out there in front, and on the power play, he's usually the guy that retrieves pucks in the corners pretty quick. And so he's been doing a lot of little things, and their line has been pretty effective, you know, aside from showing up on the score sheet. I think overall he's bringing enough to the table that we shouldn't point the finger at him too much.
Okay, so they made the change, Cam Talbot nets tonight instead of Marc-Andre Fleury. As an outsider looking in, you go, well, I understand the making the change, but are they a day late and a dollar short? Was there a time when you thought it would have been more appropriate than tonight, or does this play out in a way that you go, it makes sense?
Well, personally, I feel more comfortable with Cam Talbot's style of play. He's just a little more under control. Now, Marc-Andre Fleury has done quite well, and certainly he was prepared for you know, mentally and emotionally for a big game like, you know, or a big series. But I think, you know, they need to change it up. Talbot had such good numbers down the stretch, and he played really well. I think the fact that, you know, Marc-Andre Fleury he's won two and lost three. In a way, Talbot, you know, deserves the opportunity, deserves the chance. And he played well before they got to the playoffs. But it's a little hard probably to throw him in, you know, throwing him right into the fire here and in a do or die must win situation. But, you know, also he should, you know, if he's not affected emotionally or psychologically and he's ready to roll, he certainly should be fresh, should be sharp, and I'm sure he's old enough. He's not an inexperienced young guy, so it would be awesome to see him come in and shut the door.
Tom Chorsky is our guest. Do players play differently for different goalies? I mean, do you take more chances if you believe you've got a great backstop there? Do you think the game differently based on who's in the nets that night or not?
I think maybe in certain situations in the regular season, if you got your backup in and the backup doesn't play a lot, you know, and then you're a little more conscious of it. But under these circumstances, I think both, you know, the forwards and the defensemen, they've got their own games to worry about. And I think they're probably equally comfortable with Talbot coming in. And so I don't think they're going to be thinking too much about or too much difference between Flower and Talbot. I think they're going to be all worried about their own roles and their own responsibilities, and they're going to just be confident that Talbot's going to play well.
You know, Tom, leading up to this, the only thing that was to be determined during the regular season the last week and a half was home ice. Was St. Louis going to get it or Minnesota going to get it? And we got caught up in a lot of that. Got to get home ice. Well, the home team is 2-3 in this playoff series. Do we overrate home ice?
Well, you know, now, I not if we win tonight. Home ice is going to look pretty good on Saturday night, right? So
yeah.
It flip-flops, just like so many things in playoffs. These seven-game series, you know, when they do go six, seven games, they really are kind of an odyssey. They're just their own you know, it's like their own little storylines that happen from game to game, and the leverage changes from game to game, and the trends change, and all of a sudden you think one thing's happening and then something else happens. And so, you know, game one was, you know, knocked the Wild on their backside, and everyone was freaking out that they got thumped so bad, and then they bounce back, and all of a sudden the narrative changes, and we're back to being in good shape. So the playoffs are that, you know, it's a wild ride, and it's a lot of fun, and they're delivering as usual. The NHL playoffs are so much fun to be a part of. You just want to be on the winning side, right?
Yeah, for sure. Now, when you evaluate defensemen in the playoffs in particular, does the statistic, the most important statistic, become block shots?
Probably. Yep. Block shots is going to be huge. Especially on when you're killing penalties. But block shots are big. You know, they have to be physical. They have to be, but not out of position. You know, I think the Wild were a little sloppy last game. Couple goals that just, you know, the Tarasenko one, he wired one in from a ways out. That was probably on Fleury, but you know, the defenseman after block shots, you know, it's probably a stat, you know, they've got to be breaking up plays. They got to have a good stick on the puck and just be taking away time and space, because those players will find a little opening, and then you got to shut it down immediately and not let them get those shots off. So if they don't block it, they've got to, you know, break up the pass or get a stick, deflect a shot that's in the scoring zone.
And a little bit to your point, but we talk about Fiala not getting loose. Tarasenko had been a non-factor until the other night, and all of a sudden he scores the national hat trick in the third period. Granted, there was an empty netter, but that can happen the same way for a Fiala, is kind of what you were alluding to earlier, right? I mean, the circumstances dictate, and all of a sudden you can be the, if you've got the skill set.
I think so. It could happen for him. He seems to, you know, he gets hot and gets warmed up, and if he could put one in early tonight, you know, he could maybe get a second one. But, you know, they need Hartman to score a goal.
Yeah.
You know, Boldy's on that top six there, and you know, he's young, and we forgive him a little bit, but he's being given a lot of opportunity, and he's playing with good players, and he performed during the regular season, you know, over a long enough time that we could probably expect him to make a play here, either with a nice pass or a big goal. So there's some other players that need to step up and support Kaprizov scoring.
You know, Tom, Dean Evason was talking about, you know, somebody said, well, is there not as much space? And he laughed. He said, of course there's not as much space. It's the playoffs. What do you remember about your playoff experience, maybe the first one? Could you tell right away that this was a different brand of hockey that you had to get used to?
Absolutely. So much on the line. Everyone wants to get to that, to the finals and play for Lord Stanley's Cup. Just intensity raises, and so the time and space goes away a little bit. Everyone plays a little faster, and they, you know, everyone's expected to finish checks to a certain degree. So everyone's playing physical, everyone's playing fast, and you're on point for you know, positioning and where you're supposed to be, and you've got a game plan. You're matching lines so that you know, you got a defensive unit that's trying to shut down an offensive line, and it just takes away all the time and space that they can. Everyone's got an angle and a tactic and a strategy, and so it does get very intense, and it gets very difficult to get open and get those easy looks that sometimes you get in the regular season.
Last question: will the first period tell us everything we need to know tonight?
Well, you know, the Wild has been pretty fast team at times this year, and that would be wonderful. It'd be great, but at the same time, I could see them being a little, you know, making sure that they don't slip up and give St. Louis an easy one. So it might be a little bit more of a chess match, and you know, unless the Wild are down in the first period, I don't know that the first period will tell us everything. It might be 0-0 going into the second, and you know, so we'll see how it goes. They probably love to come out fast, but I think it's going to be pretty tight in the first period tonight.
Fun stuff, Tom. Thank you so much for giving us some time, and always your insights are appreciated very much.
Yeah, thank you. Have a great night.
You bet. Tom Chorsky, nice enough to join us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.